All right, it is February 6th, 2021. It's Saturday. It's about 5 p.m. I'm nearing home again, having done a day of errands and starting it off with a pretty good hike. There's one more thing I wanted to say, at least for right now. I haven't written about it, but I'm going to. And the subject or the title for my paragraph or two would be called "She Broke Him." And what it is this girl who was, 14 years old when she planted herself in me, and then I kicked her out a week later, her subtle body, because it was overpowering me. I was not an appropriate vessel for her. I'm sorry, but I wasn't. That is what it is. And I was supposed to then, you know, become a God man, and I refused that opportunity after that weekend, that night, and the next day, maybe the next 2 days, until she came back in the succubus form 60 hours later or so. So it was Friday night, I kicked her out. Monday morning was when I felt like a black wind swirling around my spinal column and into my brain and my extremities, wherever it is that wherever it is the astral body had patterned itself. This was going in and like a ghost haunting its former home came into me. And anyways, there was still the astral connection between us, though. And so pretty much everything she felt, I felt, not as a positive a resonance, not as clear. All sorts of things I'm sure were different, but I knew when she was having sex, because it was an intensification in my chest and solar plexus, and a different cadence or ring in my ears. It was like a stimulation. And there was an effect. I don't recall it exactly at this moment. It's been coming up on 2 years now or so since I really had a clear insight into that. But you know, there was there were a whole bunch of things going on, but this is all before I left for Hawaii. Things were different when I came back. Going to Hawaii and then on to Australia did help to break the connection between us to some extent. And so I didn't quite have the same resonance with her when I returned to California after being gone for like 4 or 5 weeks. But here's what I want to say. So I would know that whenever she was having sex, I knew that whenever there would be a pause, or you know, the excitation would calm, there would be like a radio silence, and then it would spin up again when they had sex again. And so typically in an afternoon, they might have sex five or six times between, let's say, 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock, maybe more. But there were some times where it was more prolonged. And there was one 3-day period in particular that blew me away. It was a Wednesday afternoon that they were fucking like bunnies, and I could tell how long he was inside of her, you know, in terms of the prolonged excitation of hers, and then the period of time between sex episodes, and then her being able to help him crank it up again. It was superhuman, what I observed. They had sex at least once an hour. At least once an hour, all day and all night long. They didn't go to school. So it was Wednesday. She spent the night, I believe, at his place Wednesday night. Thursday didn't go to school. And Friday didn't go to school. And they didn't sleep. Okay? They didn't sleep, and they were having sex for a half hour, maybe as long as 45 minutes at a stretch. There were a few of those, maybe a half dozen of those. I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and look at my notes, because I was just like almost like a hashtag. I was keeping a hash mark. You know, in the middle of the night, I'm being like stimulated by unwanted connection to a girl who is having, who I, in some sense, loved, but but who was having ferocious sex with another guy. And there, I think they stopped maybe early afternoon, maybe 2 or 3 on Friday. And so they were up 2 nights straight, Wednesday night and Thursday night. And what I experienced through her was this prolonged ecstasy around noon on Friday. And I was disgusted, I was appalled, I was shocked. Just at the voraciousness and the intensity. And he never had sex like that with her again. I mean, they stayed together for like another year until I had, you know, left the area again. And then by that Valentine's of 2020, I think she blew him off because I was pulling away from her. And, you know, she definitely needs to make sure that I am dead and gone. You know, when I was within close proximity, I was easily captured by her, you know, etherically. And there was no chance I could break free, really, without massive divine intervention. But here's what I believe happened. In the disgust, I'll tell you where the disgust comes from. She broke him. Now, what does that mean? I'm not entirely sure. The human being has energy centers, all right? And I know she tried to break through to my brain. She's tried to break through just about everywhere she can on me. But honestly, from a distance, it's much harder. And even right now, she's trying to do it. I mean, it's gotten worse. I mean, relatively speaking, it's gotten worse for me, even though I'm, you know, at some distance from her right now. But I believe that her powerful energetic presence through 48 to 50 sexual couplings in the, you know, with him climaxing 50 times in 48 hours or 50 hours, you know, at least once an hour for 50 hours straight. Men, think about this, and women too. This girl's a machine. How many girls out there could handle a guy fucking her for 50 hours straight? I mean, most women would be complaining of, you know, probably, you know, some form of vaginal abuse, you know? But a succubus or a girl built like that, I think, especially when she's on the prowl and she's in predator mode, she's out to eat this guy's soul. And that, I'm sorry, it's true, and it's not necessarily evil. This girl is there as a challenge. And sadly, you know, 99.9999999999% of men fail the challenge, and they succumb to her. And God has made her that powerful. Not because she is meant to consume souls or meant to destroy men, but that's just the price of her amazing, the amazing sexual fulfillment and gratification she can give to a man. And And there's just a danger with that. If you're not prepared, if you're not her equal or superior energetically, a God-man would be her superior energetically and would have nothing to fear. He would just be enjoying that, and she would be fulfilled in so many ways, more than just sexual. I mean, she's not just a sex demon at all, but she does have that on the sexual level. It's all there. I mean, it's quite a dangerous thing. But her solar plexus in contact with his, and the sexual function and the solar plexus, some kind of a transference of ownership or a breakage of him on an existential level, such that he needed her. Some shift occurred, because here's what I, unlike any of the previous, to say, 48 couplings, yeah, she got real high. And I don't know if it's just enjoying the physical action, I mean, and him coming, or maybe she was able to climax as well, probably did, I don't know. I'm not sure, except there was an intensity about her energetic resonance with me. And I'm not sure, but except I just know that in terms of the sexual coupling, there was definitely a peak and a trough. And the trough being the space of time between sexual couplings. But I was aghast. Yeah, I was aghast, because never in my life had I wanted, do I want to go 2 days straight without sleep and having a massive sex fest? Is that what I want? To just have such an addictive, existentially stapling, riveting sexual experience, where my life force is so tethered into and dominated by this girl, this sexual goddess, temptress, possessor. It was just a disgusting, in my opinion, a disgusting allocation of life force. And what happened at the end of 48 orgasms for this guy? And the one around noon went like 45 minutes before he came. And I've already described how she can control the stimulation to the epididymis area, these areas of the testicles, because I felt it in myself when I was living in California, when she was trying to have me participate and get off on her getting off. Her subtle body was her succubus energy in me was trying to have me want to masturbate and get off when she was getting off with her boyfriend. And she could bring extraordinary stimulation to these areas where you just want to come so bad, so unbelievably bad. And I would have to stand up and shake my body like a dog shaking water or fleas off itself. And then I would disrupt her etheric connection to me, because she wasn't as innate to me as an astral body was, but she was, you know, still way too close for comfort, and still is. And that's really all I wanted to say. That what kind of a girl do you know that can have sex for 30 to 40 minutes of every hour for 48 or 50 hours straight? And as I said, in the process of that, break the man. It happened to him. He was owned. She owned him. And I'm, you know, that's just how it is. It's not really evil intent. It's just her energy. And there's an aspect of all this where God respects power. The succubus respects power. And actually in these contests I've had with her, I've gotten some help, but it's really about power. Who's got the power? And this girl, that's all she understands, is force. Either you're more powerful than her and she'll pledge herself to you, or you are less powerful than her and she will eat you for lunch. And there's really no in between. You know, there's no like giving her flowers and making nice, you know, no. She's her, you know, 12 horses, you know, pulling the stagecoach, and her horses will not be held back. They are chomping at the bit, and they're not going to step it down for some dude, for love. Because love doesn't know boundaries, really. Ultimately, in a form like this, in the form that I was pursuing internally and still am, then there is no, there's no boundaries, there's no limit. Love is absolute. That's the target. Pleasure is absolute. Fulfillment's absolute. But unless I were fully enlightened, and even then, yeah, I'd have to be living in a really groovy world to see whether I could sustain 2 days without sleep. It's just, you know, in some sense, I'm more sensitive than her because it's my body, man. My body is where all this is taking place. Not hers, but it is. I mean, in many ways it is, but it's just these things that have to deal with. It just, everything takes a toll on me, even without EMF, you know. And I don't know where I would have gone, where I might go if I survive all this, and I don't know that I will, but I just sense a lack of balance. I mean, come on. Do you really need to fuck 50 hours straight with 50 orgasms? But she did it. And the tone of her high at noon on the second day of no sleep. There was an ecstasy there that was, I could say, indescribable. But it was, I sense it could have been a maliciousness to it, because she had done what she intended to do. She broke him, and that's where her sexual ecstasy was fulfilled the most, was not through these other orgasms or time spent with one another. No, it was it was through absolute domination of him, existentially. And she did it. He will always be owned by her. Well, good for you, young lady. At age 14, you fucked a guy 50 hours straight with 50 orgasms, and you broke him. And that is the day in the life of a succubus. Over and out.